Support comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in downtown Urbana. For the spring season, Common Ground has gardening supplies and hundreds of varieties of organic and heirloom seeds ready for planting. Common Ground is a full-service grocery store that supports local farms year-round. More information is at commonground.coop. And from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more, slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brotz visits the Sustainable Student Farm at the University of Illinois, where a very wormy experiment is underway in this edition of Backyard Industry.
It's spring, and gardeners everywhere are going out back and furtively checking their bins or piles for signs of decomposition. Composting, the act of using broken-down fruit, vegetable, and yard waste to help Mother Nature create a fantastic amendment for the soil, is a gardening rite of passage. There are several passionate schools of thought on the subject. You can take classes on composting technique, and many, many books have been written about composting, including classic titles like Let It Rot. Then there's my favorite, Worms Eat My Garbage, which is all about vermicomposting or composting with worms. Oh, worms, I'm quite enamored of and blown away by the work they do in my compost pile, eating the food and leaves and grass clippings and turning all of it into worm castings. You know, worm manure. Worm poop. Most compost piles are small operations meant for small gardens. But what happens on a large scale when enough compost has to be made to amend large garden plots or to provide enough organic material for thousands of seedlings?
So what we're standing next to right now is what they call an in-vessel continuous flow vermicomposting bin. We bought it from a company. This is one unit of what could be a much larger scale, like industrial vermicomposting system. This is what they would look like. And the idea is that we're going to start collecting food waste from the dining halls. Right now we got free leaf bedding, brown waste material from the city of Urbana, but I think we're going to try to start getting it from grounds and having them dump it here. So it'll be a mixture of leaf waste and produce, vegetable waste, and that combination, the carbon to nitrogen ratio and what worms like, that's kind of like the best combination, with the idea that we're going to create worm compostings from this, and we're going to use it for transplants and in our high tunnels.
It's a very special day for Zach Grant, the manager of the Sustainable Student Farm at the University of Illinois. He's about to become the proud parent of, well, a lot of worms who are going to eat some garbage.
So what we're looking at in here is 6 inches of leaf material. We're getting 80,000 red wigglers, which is about 80 to 100 pounds of worms. And we'll distribute that on top of this bed that you're looking at. And then we'll put a little bit, like another inch of leaves on top of that, and then food waste on top of that, then another 2 inches of leaves on top of that to make a 10-inch bed. And that's going to be the starting process.
He and his assistant, Matt Torino, are preparing the huge composter for the worms' arrival. It's about the size of two cars end to end. The composter is part of a vermicomposting pilot project in a new greenhouse at the farm that's happening thanks to grants from the Student Sustainability Commission and Ernst & Young. One of the project's aims? To see if composting food waste from university dining halls, food that often comes from the Sustainable Student Farm, is a worthwhile project. The farm has never composted any of its waste, so this is uncharted but exciting territory. The worms have arrived. Even though it's a cool and cloudy day, the climate inside the greenhouse is perfect for them. Fortunately, they're none the worse for wear from their trip.
So you can see they're a much smaller worm than a regular earthworm. The red wigglers have, oh yeah, I mean look at that. They're just,
oh man,
all over. So they're packed in this dry peat moss right here. I don't know how gentle we have to be with them.
Zach has to go teach a class, so he instructs Matt in the finer points of worm distribution before he heads out.
Okay, and then fairly quickly, let's try to get, you know, another inch, another one or two wheelbarrows to cover that.
Before Matt's even done, most of the worms have gotten straight to work. It's expected the first batch of worm castings will be ready for distribution on the farm in about 4 to 5 months.
So yeah, the worms will do all the work. They're magic.
For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Brotz.